Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the end of the end of the end of the end. It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
All right, we're back.
Oh, man, I hurt my rib.
Hi there, I'm Gregor, and this is Gregor's End of the Show Show.
End of the Show Show.
Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Oh my god, I really did hurt my rib. I'm Gregor, injured, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd Talk, the full 90 Extra Time podcast. Oh, we got a great episode this week, and I know that it's easy for me to say that because it's my own thing, but we like really broke down a weird social moment at a Seattle Sounders match when ECS packed up and left midway through the match. They're the big supporters group that makes all the noise in one end. If you haven't been to a Sounders match, you're missing out on just the chaos that they create. I packed up and left, and we really broke it down, and I'm proud of it, and the reviews of it have been really strong, and the tweets we're getting and stuff is great, so go check out Full 90 Extra Time Podcast. About 20 minutes into it or so, we really break it down. So, cool. Let's just cut right to the chase here. This podcast has been broken, I guess you'd say. We had a problem that I don't know how much they want me to talk about, but we had a problem with a server, and that server had all of the work parts for everything, for my live radio show, for all my podcasts, and some of it has been recovered, and most of it has not. So it's had to have been rebuilt or something like that. It will eventually get better. So if it sounds weird today, might sound weird for a little while, we'll get better. But I have all these other podcasts. I have the So You're in Seattle, just on hold indefinitely until I get my material back, because I have all these interviews recorded that are just stuck in limbo. It's on something called the K-Drive. So this is rebuilt, and I'm just going for it because I'm tired of waiting, and it's such a fun thing to do, and so I'm really super happy to be able to share that with you. Everyone going nuts for Elton John. It's just a reminder, my neighbors went to the Elton John concert on Tuesday, and from Snohomish, it was 2.5 hours at 4 o'clock to get to the Tacoma Dome. It's a reminder that we need Key Arena back, because Tacoma Dome, fine, it's cool. But like, if you live in the South End and you had to come up to, I don't know, Angel of the Winds Arena, that's really far. And it could really change the commitment you're making to going to see something live happen. So Key Arena, get done on time. It's only like 17 more years until it's finished. Which will be finished first, the Linwood Light Rail Stop or Key Arena? Actually, that answer is really easy because they have a, I almost said soccer, ice soccer team that's coming here, so... Is ice soccer what we're calling hockey now? I'm all in. I was talking a minute ago about how on the Full 90 Extra Time podcast, we're talking about the weird social thing that happened. It was the weirdest match I've ever been to. Now on Friday, there's a big climate strike. That's what they're calling it, a climate strike, where a bunch of kids are going to walk out. And I think that Seattle Public Schools is handling it in a really cool way. Well, cool is not the right word, but like life skill building way. A lifeful way. It's very alive. The way that they're handling it is living, not the undead.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
On Friday at Cal Anderson Park, there's a huge student protest, a climate strike. But Seattle Public Schools says, sorry, if you skip school, it's an unexcused absence. Them's the rules. But the district respects students' right to peacefully protest, so they won't stop kids from attending. I think it's pretty cool to teach a lesson about sacrifice in the name of social progress. You could go, but it'll cost you. It's not just like a free walkout. So the city of Seattle might start charging a service fee for all Uber and Lyft rides to help pay for a bunch of other junk. According to the Seattle Times, quote, Seattle would charge a new 51-cent tax on each Uber and Lyft ride in the city and use some of that money to finish the downtown streetcar. Does anyone actually want that? And last night at the Tacoma Dome, with Eddie Vedder in attendance, Sir Elton John quipped, maybe after I retire from this, Pearl Jam will let me play with them on an album. How you gonna say no to that, Edward?
You just got news.
Hey, do you think there's gonna be a collaboration between Pearl Jam and Elton John? Sir Elton John, sorry. That'd be so sweet. Even for a song, for charity, for anything. That sounds like the best. Old, what's his name? Jeff Bezos took a time out from building rockets and being a gazillionaire to announce that Amazon, on board for taking their climate impact seriously. Think about how many boxes Amazon generates. Now, I know that I still have friends that don't use Amazon Prime, and I get it, and good for you, because it's awesome that you go somewhere to support businesses around here, and even if you shop at like a big chain, at least they're like, sort of, I guess, at least they're paying people to do jobs and stuff like that. That's cool. It's like still local. And I guess the delivery people for Amazon get paid too. Anyway, we get like 7,000 boxes a week. And I can only imagine that between shipping things everywhere with those big Amazon planes and then driving it everywhere, then dropping it off, and then the boxes having to be recycled, if that's even still happening. I'm not sure that recycling's really even happening. Conspiracy theory for later. Anyway, with all that, like, it generates a ton of waste. Well, Bezos says that Amazon is going to be carbon neutral 10 years ahead of the demands of the Paris Agreement, which is the big, like, worldwide thing that the U.S. is not part of because we're idiots. But Bezos is taking it seriously. After, you know, they ship 8 billion packages a year. He wants to be a lot more on top of that. We'll break that down more tomorrow in Nerd Talk once I have a chance to read a few more articles about it. But today is Nerd Talk, something much more important. Would you let your boss be replaced by a robot? Would you want that, robot boss?
Robots are so awesome.
Really?
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
30% of Americans, when asked, said they would replace their boss with a robot. Yeah, I mean, if R2-D2 was your new boss, cool. He can fly an X-Wing and serve drinks. Yeah, but good luck convincing Lasertron 5000 that you're going to need a mental health day. Okay, I'm back to work. Ah. The food scientists at Impossible Foods are rolling out their fake ground beef product in stores starting tomorrow. Yeah, cows, that's great news, huh? Yeah, it's going to be a few months before it makes its way to Washington, but this is a huge step. Soon you'll be grilling plants that cook like meat, including looking bloody. That's weird. But you'll be able to do that for your friends who aren't meatosauruses. That's nice of you. And finally, I know we have massive earth pimples to worry about in our own backyard. Good morning, Mount Rainier.
Morning, Rainier.
But space scientists think we're about to see a supermassive volcano erupt on Jupiter's moon, Io. The volcano is called Loki. Awesome. It's so massive that we can detect the heat signature using telescopes here on Earth. Are we talking about space lava?
That is correct.
Cool.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Felt pretty good. Glad to be back. Thanks for tuning in. No, thanks for subscribing. Yeah. Tell someone else to subscribe if you would. That'd be cool. I'd appreciate it. You don't have to do that. Not yet. Not until we get everything all polished out. Wait to tell somebody else. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I just like talking for you.
It's the end of the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
End of the show show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.